I'm about to drink soda to clear my throat.
Yeah.
My titties are out.
That's gotta be part of the intro. That's gotta be part of the intro.
My titties are out. Okay. My throat feels fucked up. Shut up.
Protein.
Ew, in the back of my throat. Mm. All the way up in that shit. Okay. Hello, my loves. Welcome to your safe space. As always, it's your host, High Frequency, and we're here to talk about some crazy shit. So this week, I'm recording an impromptu episode, like literally the most spontaneous shit ever. I'm on the couch with my titties out and just having a cool conversation with this nigga. So introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm this nigga. and she does have her titties out.
Facts.
I hope you feel her energy.
Titties! Do you remember middle school niggas used to just be like, titties?
Oh, tiggle bitties?
Tiggle bitties.
That's that stage of life where you just mad, fucking immature. And you just, you know what I'm saying, just mad, immature.
You know how I do that thing where I just skip over things that you talk about?
Essentially. You were trying, that's that toxic femininity.
What's
Let's talk about it.
Talk
Let's
about
talk
it.
About toxic femininity.
Go ahead. Tell me how you do.
Immediately placing the label and rushing the judgment.
Oh my God, that's not just femininity, that's everybody. Like, that's a psychological thing. People like to categorize things so they can understand them better.
But I feel like women do it in a way more higher rate.
So you mean we're judgmental, like we're quick,
quick
to judge?
Quick, yeah.
You think I'm quick to judge?
Overall, human nature, yes, they do it, but I think women just have like a couple more milliseconds on that. You know what I mean?
You gotta move fast. You never know what can happen.
But also, if you take time to sit back and also think about it just one more time,
mm-hmm.
you might actually come up with a better conclusion in which you can jump to that might actually be.
I feel like this is shade.
More beneficial.
Hmm? It sounds like shade.
Not direct shade. I'm going at them. I'm holding it down for my niggas.
Shut up.
I got y'all.
No, like that ass. Shut up.
That's that toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. So, see there. See, look. See, the parallels.
Holding it down for your niggas no matter how problematic they are. This just became Battle of the Sexes for no reason.
The Battle of the Sexes. There you got a title.
No, the name of this is going to be...
Gooch.
No.
The Gooch.
It's going to be...
The Gooch Watch.
Hashtag my titties was out. Hashtag... Gooch.
Hashtag this is probably not getting released.
Hashtag you don't want this to get released because you don't want to expose yourself.
What am I exposing? Like I said,
I'm
ain't crazy.
Just
chatting. Yeah. It is. I ain't saying that crazy.
Oh my God.
Wait, is that a nigga like...
She's using his foreskin and wrapping it around her nipple.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's really different. I'm circumcised.
I've never fucked with a nigga with an uncircumcised penis. I'm interested.
You don't like the little turtleneck in the cold weather?
Well, I've never seen one in real life.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Have I fucked a lot of niggas? No. The fact that I even have to think about that, though, is not a good sign. I've fucked all black niggas, so.
All black niggas.
Black niggas are always circumcised.
What's
niggas are always circumcised.
I can't tell you too much. I mean, the other locker room. But I'm not over there trying to say who's circumcised and who's not. I'm just trying to get dressed. So you would be able to tell me better from your sample size.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas are... I've only fucked with one man who was not black. He was Spanish.
He was Spanish?
His dick was circumcised.
Mm. He was Cuban.
I think he's Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Puerto Rican and Dominican?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a bowl cut?
No.
A
what the fucking...
Bowl cut?
Shut up. You're so disrespectful.
I felt like he wore hoop earrings.
Oh my God. That's what you think of me?
And I think he had the little facial hair where he had the mustache and then the little shit that came from the hair from the bottom of the lip.
That's what you
think
of
me? Straight to the chin. It's straight down there. He had nothing else like this.
That's what you think of me?
And then he also wore button-ups all the time.
Shut up.
It's Steve Madden.
You sound hurt. Or am I just hurt?
This nigga dressed like the manager of TJ Maxx.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You sound so hurt right now.
Ah, shit. She mad because that's a...
No, that's not what he looks like.
This nigga name was Steve. Nigga name is Steve. Oh, my name's Steve.
You finished?
Yeah, let's go. What are you talking about?
Okay. Wait, I was going to ask you. Oh, this is the penis page. What's your favorite sex position?
The one that makes her nut. So, yeah.
You sound like a pick me. If it had to do with you and what you like.
From the back is always fun. Missionary is like the coolest.
From the back is my least favorite.
That's because you're a runner.
What do you mean? Oh. Shut up.
Runaways.
That's
probably the wrong song to reference.
I do reference the dick. Yo, that really was the wrong song to reference. That was actually completely the wrong song.
Mad inappropriate.
Okay, we're just going to skip over that. What are we talking about?
Favorite sex positions, of course, because you know what I'm saying? When you see them ass cheeks to start to do a little tidal wave and shit. And then, like, if you like me, you know what I'm saying? You just like to have fun with it. You start, like, doing your little dance moves from behind and shit.
You're so fucking corny. And you're an Aries.
No, son. Like, it's real fun when you can get behind that motherfucker and you just start dancing behind it. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, and especially when you over there trying to run from it. It's like, yeah, I got your ass. Bring that here.
That's my biggest.
And you hit them with the wheelbarrow. That's when you grab them by the ankles.
You do that to boom, me. Boom. You're so fucking disrespectful. I'm like, can you not?
Disrespectful in the most respectful way.
Yeah, like I try to run from the dick and you don't let me.
No, you're going to take these inches.
Inches.
I'm going to take these inches.
Ooh.
I have a very small penis.
Shut the fuck up. Micro penis? You have a micro penis?
I'm just above the spectrum for micro penis. I have a chode.
I've never had a micro penis before.
I don't know, like...
You're speechless on that one.
My heart goes out to him. My heart goes out to him. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, a great big deal of, like, insecurity that goes behind that. It's like...
Oh, my God.
Niggas have to be probably dumb apprehensive their whole life. Like, It's like, damn. Imagine, like, having that charisma, that charm, and everything that make female want you. Like, bitch, it's like, I'm gonna fuck this nigga, like... Every girl you meet, but you know that as soon as you drop trousers, they gonna be like, oh shit, what are they gonna do? Like, damn, yeah. I thought this was the perfect nigga. It's like, I'd rather have the dick that I had and nut in 20 seconds than have that situation. Cause it's like, at least before you got duped by them 20 seconds I gave you, you thought that. You was like, oh shit.
Oh my god. Niggas is really just trying to like.
This nigga got some nice meat. We gonna have some fun. Then 20 seconds later, now you got that disappointment and despair and regret. But.
Because you met it in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
But at least you can look at the meat and be like, you know what? Beforehand, you was like, you know what?
This could be something.
Like, really you start thinking about kid names, you know.
That's fucking dangerous.
Where you want to have your wedding and shit like that. Within them 20 seconds, Frank, because you know what I'm saying? Nigga know he's got 20 seconds, so he gonna get wild in them 20 seconds. He gonna get down. Ooh. Yeah. And then it's over with. It's like, So what you got planned for the rest of the day?
You know that. So what you got planned means get the fuck out.
It's like, yeah, I know this conversation all too well. Well, it was nice.
Oh, you've been there so many times before. Oh, it was nice meeting you. I'll hit you up later. Lie.
Who, me?
That'd be you.
That's what I'd be saying?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, no.
Oh my God, do you see this picture?
Damn. Wait, hold on. Who's who?
Shorty's about to, like, suck his dick. He's standing up and then... Handcuffs. He has his hands handcuffed behind his back.
Also, some kind of restraint that they got going on. So this is like a little kink. So he can't like touch. She's in control.
Interesting.
She's like, I'm the captain.
Would you
now.
Ever let a woman handcuff you?
I've done it before.
Interesting. Wait, handcuffs or like just ties?
It was handcuffs. It was handcuffs. So I've done a little tie thing before. Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic, but you know me, I'm more so, my personality is more dominant, so I find myself to be more
inclined to take the
dominant role in that position, and I don't know, it's just,
you know. Yeah, you have an alpha male personality, so I was about to say, you like out here letting bitches like handcuff you. I'm surprised by that.
It was still, in that way, I still had control, because I was still like making the orders. I don't know. I just had, as you know, I'm stubborn.
Like, yeah.
I'm very stubborn. It's like, I do it in a teasing way.
Yeah. I'll be like, do this. And you're just like,
wait for it.
Why yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, don't do that.
But if I do it the right way, you're going to want it.
That shit aggravates me, though. But do what I fucking say.
And it intensifies things, though. It does. Because when it actually happens, though, and you're like, oh.
This is true.
It's like, oh, I can't exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
But he got me riled up first.
Okay, this is true. I'm a very, I like what I like.
It makes a mixture when of I passions. Want it.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's a mixture of passion, nigga.
Oh, a mixture of passion. You talking in cursive. I didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
You wasn't paying attention.
Honestly, I wasn't, because Shorty's at a desk right now and it looks like it's a kid's room. And she's watching somebody eat in box, and she has no pants on, so I'm just...
Oh, that's probably a masturbation chapter.
Oh, it is, when women watch porn.
Ooh.
Do you know that on Pornhub, the female only, there's like a category for females, like female watching, whatever, and it's mainly just people eating box, or people making love.
See, the thing is, from my experience of just talking to the opposite sex, mm-hmm. you guys seem to really enjoy lesbian porn.
I do love lesbian
porn. You know what I'm saying? And I can't blame y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's, the female body is fucking beautiful. So, you know what I'm saying? It's fine. Is that the Eiffel
this
Tower?
This is
right
true.
There?
What's the Eiffel Tower? Tell me what you think.
Because they don't have their hands up. And then they're like
high-fiving?
Yeah, they got like high-five, double high-five.
Wait, you have to describe what the Eiffel Tower is.
The Eiffel Tower would be like, all right. It's like one dude, you could do it like this and then like that. So yeah, one hand's up high, like, hey bro, high five, boom, and then the other one, we meet in the middle ground, and then Shorty's giving the top ski while your man's is from the back. And you know what I'm saying? It's like that.
Top ski.
And it looks like an apple towel.
So you guys are like connecting hands?
It's more like a handshake. I guess if niggas want to hold hands, they can do that.
Aww, that's kind of gain support leverage. Each other.
It's like support, yeah. You push, I pull.
You're so fucking weird.
Let's make a crank machine.
Fuck no. We were talking about the girl you're dating. A girl you're dating. Wow, that sounded... Okay, let me rephrase that.
Yeah, give me clarification.
Okay. Like, say you're dating a girl and she wants to have... Shut the fuck up. You're dating a girl and she wants to have... That's gonna make so much fucking noise on the audio. You can't just be crinkling shit. This is fucking cheap. Are you fucking kidding
They're
me?
They're like in the middle ground of being stale, but at the same time...
It's because they were left open.
But they have like some crunch and flavor to them still, so it's like...
Your stomach is going to be in shambles. You just had Henny, Crown Apple, and Cheetos.
I had a Cheeto.
Oh.
And I had a little slithering of Hennessy and some Crown Apple.
This is what I'm talking about. Our conversations don't be making no sense. But back to what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Say the girl you're dating, she says that she wants to bring somebody else in, but it's a nigga. But not just a nigga. Multiple niggas. Because she wants multiple niggas to fill up all her holes.
Also, she wants to get ran.
Well, why are you saying ran? I hate that running a train analogy.
The gangbang.
Is it a gangbang?
That's a gang. I mean, she gang all
it's
at
a
the same time.
Bang.
At the same time, yeah, it's gangbang. A train is just like everybody taking turns, but a gangbang is.
Yeah, I want to be fucked like in multiple different ways at the same time.
Hmm.
I'm not there yet. I'm not ready for that in my life, because you have to be able to take like a dick in your ass, a dick in your vagina, a dick in your mouth, and then you jerk your niggas off at the same time. Like, that's just too much going on at the same time. But I think that's kind of hard.
Mm. It's all sensations is being covered. All
literally
being covered. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I see why that can be an interesting prospect in your mind to think about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, it's the ultimate thing. I don't know. Have you ever fucked with one of them like double headed vibrator things?
Mm-mm.
Never done one.
No. You're giving me ideas.
But the sensation of like getting your pussy ate and nigga focus on your clit while over it and your pussy rubbing in your G-spot though, that's like gotta be a crazy feeling, right? And then adding the suspense of rubbing on your booty hole.
Yes, okay, that's what I'm saying, like, oh my god, vaginal stimulation.
While a nigga got his elbows rubbing on your titty.
Really?
Like, the nigga's just like a contortionist.
That sounds mad complicated.
What?
Like, you're gonna be tired of shit after that.
It's a sport.
That's how I know I've done a good job.
What if sex was an Olympic sport? After?
That would be so exciting.
What if that nigga's a narcoleptic? You feel accomplished then? Nigga's a narcoleptic. He passed out during sex.
That nigga dead, your honor.
You be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? I was just trying to suck some balls, man.
What, nigga? The next thing you know, like, nigga go straight limp, and you look up, and then nigga go like,
that nigga dead. Well, you're not narcoleptic.
No. I just be having exhaustion from lack of sleep sometimes.
Oh, that's what it is.
Niggas be tired. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? After shorty tap out, you know, in the first round, and she wants to reset, she's taking her own sweet time with the reset.
Nah, that's not what had happened.
You know what I'm saying? You just gotta kind
of. That's not what had happened. You fell asleep. Okay, so serious question. If somebody's sleeping and you want to fuck, if you touch their dick to try to, like, initiate sex, that's, like, rape.
No.
Because they're not consenting to it.
Okay, alright. So, I mean, alright. It's a double-edged sword in that way, because in the moment, alright, you guys already had sex, you're already laying in the bed naked, there's sexual intercourse, the whole gambit has been ran through in terms of what consent was, and that took place, that got you in the first place, two consensual adults, you know, had sex. In that particular instance, right, motherfuckers is like knocked out after sex, you know, although they're not inclined at that particular moment to have sex, I don't think the want and desire to have sex is initially gone. It just need to be re-stimulated. Yeah, you just re-stimulation. At that time, you've already given consent. Like, you're laying there. If you didn't put no clothes back on and you didn't roll over the next
or just leave,
and then motherfucker popped up, next thing you know, they're in your bed now. That's a whole different story. Now we have a problem in the head because, like, you know, you just... it's breaking the enter and all some other shit. But that's an extreme.
But laying in bed butt ass naked though, like, just because I'm laying butt ass naked next to you does not mean that I'm consenting.
Okay.
That's like the gray area.
It's a very gray area. Alright, that's why you have to, like, you kind of have to gradually introduce it, especially when they wake up. Now, if you did some shit where a motherfucker was passed all the way out and somehow dick still got hard and then you just hopped on top of that motherfucker and you rode it and it's like, I have no recollection of that shit happening.
That's scary.
That's kind of crazy. But then that's kind of crazy. At the same time, I'm on autopilot and then I'll be like, you know, do your thing and shit.
Yeah.
Just let me know that you did your thing.
I'm such a whore. I'd just be like rubbing off on your leg and it don't be working. It never works. It never fucking works.
Well, like, just rubbing off to wake me back up?
Mm-hmm.
He's like a cat.
Just like
trying to get an attention.
Yeah, literally just scratching you like hello.
No, when I'm out, hello. I'm out.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta. I think you might gotta like kind of like shake my face a little bit.
No, I don't want to do that. I feel like that's mad disrespectful.
You ain't gotta do like go crazy, but I feel like damn.
I'd be ready to punch the shit out of you. Like, yo, wake the fuck up! I need dick, goddammit. Shit.
This happened one time. Let's get the record clear. This happened one time.
No, yeah, it only happened. No, so. But there was another time that you were sleeping that I wanted to dig, and I was like,
So you wake up, like, after you done and everything, you got finitoed, and now you're gonna,
you get
recharged. Like,
yes.
I'm ready to go back to back to back, but you be wanting to take a, you know, a tea break.
Make a cup of tea.
Check the timeline.
Yeah, like after sex,
reapply the shea butter.
Shut up.
Rebraid the curls for the bangs. Redo the head wrap.
I'm weak. You know my whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
You're very observant.
Yeah.
I do have a whole routine. Like after sex, like I need to decompress, calm down, smoke a blunt, have some conversation, listen to some music.
See.
Like wash my face because I usually have spit or cum on my face. Wash it. Reapply my shea butter. Relax. Take a quick nap, and then I'm ready for round two. But then you'd be asleep.
Yeah, like, that's a whole damn near 15, 20 minutes. It's like, shit, all right.
Oh.
It's like, damn, when it's the weight gain, it's like, I'm not doing anything. I don't have a routine. It's just like,
no. Just waiting on box.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to get your recharge. It's like, damn, I'm recharged already. I'm ready to go.
Oh, so you're, like, ready to go right after sex, and I need a couple of minutes. Okay, like, half an hour.
Yeah, it's like, that. It's big. It's already, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is true.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, whatever. My pussy bomb, you be alright. That's how I excuse everything.
You said you put it what?
My pussy bomb, you'll be alright.
Fire. I never had a flashlight. I just seen that little page.
This one?
Yeah, flashlight.
That's not a flashlight.
That's not the flashlight. That's like, yeah, that's a little.
That's a pocket pussy.
Ain't that the same thing? Damn near the same thing.
You call it a pussy. Flashlight?
Yeah. Because it's supposed to be a replica of. Vagina. It's supposed to feel something like a vagina.
So it's called the fleshlight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like that. Pocket pussy fleshlight. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Tomato, tomato.
Oh, I want to do that. I want, like, dick inside me and then a fucking vibrator on my clit. Like, that's just something so basic. But I just, you know, feel like I would take squirt.
A, you know, you, like, take a speaker and then play Kid Cudi while he's humming. That'll definitely get you there.
No funny shit. Kid Cudi's hums are like a spiritual experience, bro.
Try it.
A fucking spiritual experience.
I think I'm giving some game that, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers out there gonna try. I'm pretty sure somebody probably tried that
shit. Shut up. What's your favorite artist to fuck to?
J Dill.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
The Isley Brothers. They got love making music, and it's like, yeah, it's
fine. The Isley Brothers.
But then, like, at the same time, I like to throw, like, a little Russian things to them, so we can, like, listen to more.
A little what?
Trap.
Oh.
I meant to say wrench, but I said rich.
I like trap music. Oh, you like fucking the trap music?
Trap music.
That's fun. Like, you go crazy.
Yeah, you can really go fun, like, turn up and shit like that.
I don't know, I'm like a slow and sensual, but still aggressive type of fuck.
You can do that too.
So my playlists usually resemble that.
Yeah, you can listen to Sade and SZA and all that shit too. That shit, it doesn't matter. You run through, like, you want to listen to Pink Floyd and get some nuts off. Yeah, let's do that. You know what I'm saying? No, it's all about the move. You want to listen to Luther Vandross now?
Oh my God.
Okay.
You're not fucking me to Luther Vandross.
No. Toxic femininity. That's toxic.
Elaborate. Toxic. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why can't I fuck you to Luther?
Because I don't want to be fucked to Luther Vandross.
Why? What's your reasoning behind that?
I prefer a nice Erykah Badu, a nice Frank Ocean.
So Luther's going to get that club shot up, huh?
Yep. Oh my God, stop. No. There's certain things that are just too dangerous for sex. Like, yeah, we're trying to have a good time, but I'm not trying to get pregnant.
So the Luther's gonna bring out the
baby. That's baby making right there.
Isley Brothers is too.
Yeah, you're like trying to snatch souls for some reason. Like, I'm just trying to enjoy and not like
chill on it, bro. Snatch your soul, you know chill what I'm saying?
Every now and then, you know.
Let me get.
Just to remind yourself.
Gotta get,
okay.
You gotta hit it with that Scorpio. Get over here! Mortal Kombat style. You know what I mean?
I literally have no idea what that is, but I hope somebody gets that, because I didn't.
Fire. And Desire.
That song? Oh my God, that song?
Which one? Wait, hold on. Wait. Which one?
I'm not gonna talk about the one that you're talking about. It's gonna ruin it. I'm talking about Drake.
I knew you was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Drake, I wanna say that you are a fire artist, but at the same time, fuck you for that, because now you took away from Rick James and Tina Marie's Fire and Desire. People don't know about that. Trippy Red, just stay the fuck out the conversation, my nigga.
Wow.
Your Fire and Desire is not up there.
Oh my God, this is showing you how to deep throat. Okay, so I'm gonna just be really blunt and verbal and vocal. We didn't go through what is okay to talk about and what's not okay to talk about, but I'm just gonna go for it, okay?
Gag reflex, go.
Go? Okay. So yesterday, I don't know, I just on a whim, I was like, I wanna get fucked off the edge of my bed. Well, face fucked off the edge of my bed. Like, you know, with your head hanging off. I'm trying to figure out how to describe this. Help me out.
Alright, so you laying on your back and you just got your head kind of hanging off the edge of it, you know. So it's just kind of like just mouth and head and throat.
It's just head and throat. Yeah, just like head, throat, and tongue, and just Whew. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, oh my God, look at your face.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Depends on how you want to do. You can straddle on the top, kind of do the dipping motion, or you can kind of go upwards, really
try to
get in there.
You can be upside down with it. Like, you can really just go crazy.
I could do military push-ups.
Oh my God, you're so extra.
I could do, like, decline push-ups in the mouth.
That shit does feel fire. Like, I feel like my throat is boxed. Like,
you could do, like,
I experience sex.
No, it's crazy when you got on your belly and then you were still off the edge, kind of, sort of. But, like, had the head tilted up and it was kind of, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That made for a fun time. It's like, where am I? Hold on, wait a minute. Like,
alternate universe type shit.
Yeah.
I love sex. Sex is awesome.
Just we like thought they were heading into some pussy. They were like, oh, man.
Facts. Thought he was about to get
it. It's like, oh, damn it. Where are the eggs? Oh,
that is exactly why
this is the esophagus.
No, that's why I don't trust niggas fucking me, bro.
They're like, this is the throat. We've been tricked again.
You sound bad.
Yeah, I say that's what the sperm is doing. They're like, it's time to fulfill my life's mission.
That's what it's like in the back of my throat.
It's like time to fulfill my mission. They're like, oh no, we're going to the tummy. Not the ovaries, but the tummy.
Did you just turn deep throating into a cartoon experience? I'm tired of you. This nigga turns everything into a joke. Oh my God.
Uh-oh, she's projecting.
Uh-oh.
Toxic femininity. She's projecting right now.
Shut the fuck up.
She's projecting right now.
Projecting what?
She's projecting something that I haven't pinpointed right there. Oh,
she got her face and all.
She's face fucking.
Yeah, that's some shit.
She's going in right now. She's like, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you just be in the mood to go ham and
doing in circles.
Right? I haven't eaten box in a long time. I think about things like that.
Have you ever ate man's ass?
No.
Okay.
What's that little thing in between the balls and the ass?
Gooch.
Yeah, I've licked that on accident.
The gooch wop. I don't know. It's a,
that's disgusting. Yeah. The word gooch is disgusting.
Gooch. I don't know if that's not the scientifically proven.
I highly doubt it.
To be biased. And let's talk about the testicles here. And then the area between the anus and the testicles, the gooch.
The gooch. I don't know. Since I do so much sex research, like when I'm sucking on dick. Braids. Wow, that's like some natural hair care to it.
What?
Anyways. Fuck, you always make me forget my thought. Oh, since I do so much sex research, when it comes to anatomy of the penis, like, when I'm giving head, I'm like, you are now sucking on the frenulum, and I can't undo it in my head. It's like,
words.
I'm going to work, but I'm going to school at the same time.
It's like the Magic School Bus sex edition.
Literally.
So, you're, what was the teacher's name again? I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I could fuck a cartoon, I fuck Miss
Frizzle.
Yeah, Miss Frizzle catching this dick.
I am Miss Frizzle.
Whole time. That iguana would know too much secrets. She wouldn't like
me. Love the frenulum.
He's like, every time this nigga come in the classroom, they doing something.
You like that show, or you just watched it because you wanted to fuck Miss Frizzle?
I'm looking back at it in retrospect, like, yeah, I hit that little, you know, like that little ginger headed shorty.
I like
down.
Gingers.
You like gingers?
Red headed shorties really do it for me.
No, it's like brown hair. I never had a redheaded.
Do you like getting your nipples sucked on?
It's not something I think about. It's kind of like the nuts for me. It's like, yo, I'm pretty sure it feel good if it's done the right way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's not something like I'm requesting.
You told me you weren't fond of getting your balls sucked on.
I said it feels good, but it's not something that. Yeah, no, I said it's not something I think. It's like, it doesn't really, like, it's not my thing. It's like, you know how something will be like, oh yeah, now suck on the balls. It's not something like, I'm like gonna be calling out like, oh yeah, now suck my balls now with my nipples. But if you did it, and then, like, you do it right, I'm just like, oh shit, yeah, okay, this feels good. I'm not gonna be like, oh no, stop, yeah, I don't like that. But if you spend like all day down there, and it's like, okay, you can come out now, you know.
Sometimes I be getting carried away when it comes to sucking balls because I'm just so fascinated by them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're going to spend a long time down there, then the line might get crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Like, okay, that's some gooch and all. Oh, wait, you getting some butt action that's going on. I didn't request this, but you know what? You know,
Have you ever gotten your ass ate?
No, I haven't got my ass
intentionally.
Right. No. No, I haven't pressed.
Are you interested?
I haven't pressed that. No, it's not something I think about. It's not something, no.
I'm totally biased when it comes to eating ass. Like, I'll eat a bitch ass, but I won't eat a nigga's ass.
I feel like it's to across the line, nigga, let out
my sexes?
A large ass moan. Yeah, after getting that ass, it's like.
Yeah, okay, so when I did look at niggas gooch that one time, that nigga was going fucking crazy. I was like, well.
Yeah, the nigga, what, did he request it?
Was no, it was just one of those, like, it was just the way the position happened, it had accidentally happened, because it was
three people involved. You were sucking his dick from the back? Mm-mm. You ever sucked his dick from the back?
Yeah, I don't like it. That angle doesn't really do it for me.
A nigga on all fours, like, yeah. Sucked his dick from the back.
It's just.
Look at me.
It's like, yeah.
Sucked this bitch from the back.
Literally, but low-key, or it's like one of those, like, when you ate my ass type things. Do you eat ass? Huh? You never ate my ass before.
No, ass is not something I do. I'm not really big on ass play. I might, like, you know, rub the booty hole or some shit like that. You know, maybe a finger or two. But other than that, I'm not something. It's not on my
radar.
So
you don't eat ass.
But, you know, I'm
that's unfortunate.
I'm a messy pussy eater, so, you know what I'm saying?
You are.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's been instances where the tongue got a little crazy and grazed over there. Bring some booty hole action, so I put it in my mind.
You like eating pussy from the back? Like, what's your favorite position?
I like. So, sit on my face, mm-hmm. Sit on my face, or eating it just regular on her back.
I like head. I love head. Like, if a nigga's giving me head, I will not stop him to give him head. Like, I know this nigga's like, so you gonna give me head? Like, yeah, all you have to do is ask, bro. But like, I definitely wasn't gonna stop.
Maybe 69, let's go ahead 69 it out. Like, go here. Like,
compromise.
Yeah, let's turn it around. But then, like, you gotta be careful when you eat that pussy, because you go to the hammer on pussy, you're gonna stop sucking your dick, and you know, it's like, ah, come on. It's like, you gotta go through this.
She gonna stop sucking your dick? Oh, yeah, because it's too crazy.
Yeah, you're going crazy now. I'm like, she but just that's can't stop.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I was at 69. How was it? I was hanging off the edge of the bed. And, like, okay, so how you described deep throating with, like, my head off the edge of the bed?
Yeah.
And he, like, leaned on top of me and was, like, eating my box while I was deep throating his dick. And, like, that angle was just so unattractive to me. I, like, instantly got turned off. I was like,
So, the 69 were the best for the man on his back and you on top.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's... Or, like, if he's standing up and he, like, holds me upside down, like, I'm sucking his dick and then, yeah. Like, he's eating my pussy.
Oh, that's another fire way to eat pussy.
That shit, bro.
No, the fire way of eating pussy, too, is also, like, when they on, when you got them on your shoulders up in the air. That's kind of fire, too.
I want to have sex,
though. And then I can, like, power bomb you
onto the bed. I want to have sex.
I just power bomb you down now and, like, just straight the missionary.
I want to have sex. But I'm on my period. Yo, honestly, me being on my period, that's when I suck the most dick. The most dick. Like, I hate morning sex. But I was definitely sucking a dick this morning.
Why do you hate morning sex? Yeah, that's when I be most charged up. Like,
I know, you stay trying to fuck in the morning. I'm like, bro, no, sit down.
Like, come on, let's brush our teeth and let's get it. Like, what's up? Your day starts so fucking magnificent.
No,
why?
Because I want to go back to sleep. Like, after morning sex, I smoke a blunt.
You want to go to bed to sleep anyway. You ready to go back to sleep right now.
Yeah. Shut up. Yes, this is true. But, like, what else do you expect? Like, I just nutted and I'm fucking high. Of course I'm going to want to go to sleep.
Now we up. Now you got that pep in your step.
A bitch trying to stay in bed and, like, be held and cuddled. I know I look good. I just stay in my bed.
But you, alright, so technically you got fucked anyway. I mean, in the morning, just early morning while it's dark outside.
Yeah, like I literally fucked you a couple hours ago.
For real. So, I mean, it was oral sex.
Yeah, no, I was just speaking in general.
Oh.
About morning sex.
Yeah.
Well, oral sex is still sex, but.
It is.
But I get what you mean. I didn't fuck you.
Yeah.
My mouth did.
Well, it did.
Boy, did it.
Yes, it did.
Flashbacks.
Shots out to that. She found my crib at night. I don't really come off her head. Like, I haven't nut off her head in so long. And she found a way to get it done. It's like, oh, no.
Yo, sometimes we'll be talking about
head,
shit.
Just regular head is fire off top. And it's like, shit. I'd be ready to go on some pussy. But then that one position, how you lay there and that shit like that, it's just, like, it's real stimulating. The mouth really do feel like some box. And it's like, hold on, wait a minute. And I think you know what it is, because then because like, I'm fucking your mouth anyways. I'm fucking your face, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like mimicking the stimulation as if I'm in the vagina.
Yeah, your brain is like, oh, we're in box right now. It's like, nah, you just in some mouth.
Mouth.
M-O-U-F.
Mouth. Like a lady ass and everything like that shit. And yeah, it's just real cool.
You talking in cursive again?
No, I was just like, yeah.
Oh, you're daydreaming.
Yeah.
You're going off into a far, far away world.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Right, you're thinking about throat.
Uh-huh.
Mm. This whole episode was a flashback.
Flashback memory.
With my titties out.
Yeah, the titties is really out. I hope you can feel her energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like, figure out if you can cook breakfast good.
Honestly, if I ever cook breakfast for you, I'm going to just accept that.
You've already named me tea.
Oh my god.
I've exposed her. She was trying to play tough, y'all. She's gotten exposed.
Heard you. Wow.
Whole time.
Well, I like to take care of people. That's just like one of my traits. I'm just like, that's just naturally how I am. Like, if you're in my home, I want to make sure you're comfortable. So if that means getting up to make you a cup of tea with some agave, I want to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making me nut last night. Here's your tea.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And then also, you know what I'm saying, if you have some grits and biscuits in that motherfucker too.
I'm not feeding you. Like, that's actually, like, my line. Like, I'll feed you some fruit. I'll give you a cup of tea. But, like, if I stand in front of that stove and make you a fucking meal in the morning, nah, bro. That's, like...
What's so wrong with that?
No, that's, like...
And a nigga like
me,
like...
And then you just lay in my bed and watch, like, and... I'm cooking.
Well, I also
over a
like
hot stove.
I like to cook too, so it's not like it's not gonna be reciprocated.
You like to cook?
Yeah, motherfucker gonna make dinner or some shit one time.
I didn't know this about you because we kind of just like fucked on the first date. So literally, I feel like there's so much more I have to learn.
Y'all hear that? I fucked on the first date. I'm pretty cool.
Shut up! You're so irritating. I'm never texting you back ever again because you bruised my ego.
Fire.
Make your exit.
Huh. I'll see you in a couple of days.
You know how that go. I hate you, and then I send you that text.
Mm-hmm.
Come fuck me then.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some dick before I ovulate.
Nah, seriously. This is why you can never have one person on your roster. Like, this is why you need to have a roster, and you can't just have one person. Because when it comes down to the wire and your period's about to start and you want to get one good fuck in before
it's
your period starts...
It's called masturbation.
Nigga, I've been masturbating like crazy. I just needed, like, to... I needed to be filled up. Like, you don't know that feeling. You're not a woman. Like, I just needed somebody to just demolish my shit. Like, I wanted to roughhouse and just...
That's why I eat Mexican
get
food.
All that anger out. You're disgusting. And then you're just not available. But that's my mistake.
Emotionally?
No, not that part. The dick part. I needed a dick. Oh my god, you're just such a fucking dress. You just always have to take it to that place. Like, why do you have to do that?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? In this particular instance, I would have been there for you. We could have, like, FaceTimed, you know what I'm saying? Had
I'm so tired FaceTime sex.
You have? I never had FaceTime
I've
sex.
I've done long-distance relationships, so I've had to do that many times.
So what you like, just sitting on, like, one of them little Play-Doh dicks, and then you just, like, your head daddy doing this, like...
No. Just watch me play on my pussy.
Do you prefer dick pics or a nigga cum vids?
Mm.
I see this on my timeline.
Well, actually, I hate dick pics. But, no, I hate unsolicited dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that's funny. I hate unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
I like...
I got that. I got that one.
I like...
Uh-oh, dick giveaway.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay. I like dick pics, but they have to have a certain aesthetic to them, like a certain je ne sais quoi. Like, it can't just be...
So a nigga has to actually, like, take the time out and find some good lighting, mm-hmm. make sure you lotioned up and have a
dick
little bit
got shea
oil.
Butter on it and all that.
Some shea butter, okay. You,
A little aloe.
A little manscaping.
Yeah,
you want,
and then I want
70s
like
dick. You want no 70s dick? Because sometimes I like to come up with my blaxploitation phase, you know what I'm saying?
I want to not shave. I kind of like that.
Straight bush hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
If you don't have bush confidence, you won't have confidence, period.
So I came here with mutton chops and bush.
What's mutton chops?
Those are the sideburns, you know what I'm saying? That kind of like
Interesting.
Because I got much chest.
I don't really know how I feel about grooming. But anyways, back to dick pics or videos. I like both.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to like watch you stroke your dick and then I want to watch you come. Like that shit is
So females really do like that shit.
Well, I do.
I've heard.
I'm just nasty.
I've heard like this from at least 4 or 5, like either on my timeline, but I didn't know if they were joking.
Not like that. I want to see that.
And then you said it, and then I got this one homegirl that I came up with. Y'all were like, damn near. Not, I wouldn't say the same, but you got to have a lot of similarities in terms of thinking, especially, free spirit in terms of how you view sex and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think y'all would be an interesting dynamic.
Interesting.
But beyond all that, she said the same thing too. She liked the nut video or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she was talking about it on my timeline one time. And I was like, I hit it with one of them funny little meme pictures. And she just like actually started talking about that.
You have a stellar meme collection.
What? It's crazy. My meme collection stellar. Is crazy.
Like, that's actually really important. I pay attention to things like that.
That's it. Especially in this day and age, you gotta have good meme games. It's like, it's part of having good taste. You know what I'm saying?
You just be saying anything.
You gotta know how to dress. You gotta have proper hygiene. Mm-hmm. You gotta be intelligent, a sense of humor.
A sexy human.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have those things, and you gotta have a good meme game. Okay? That's separate from sense of humor.
That's the cherry on top.
That's separate from sense of humor, because you can still be funny, but have terrible taste in meme. Like, I have a homie that pissed me off. We'll go on a meme battle, and then I just realized he's not worthy of my meme supremacy.
Oh my god.
It's like, bro.
You're like actually hysterical.
It's not fun for me anymore. It's like I'm pummeling you and yet you're still trying to fight back. It's like, give up.
You're a child.
Give up.
I want you to eat my box.
She has her titties out.
You just keep saying that. Like, it's really resonating with you.
I want people to understand, like, how incredibly
safe.
Not even like safe, but just like how like the feng shui that's taking place. Like some of these people gonna be listening to this while they lonely. It's like I want you to know that there's like a pair of titties out there that's just dangling free and they're for you.
Well, these titties are not for everybody. Still, don't get it fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? And at this current time, I get to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? And I got to touch on them. And suck on them.
Are you
mad? You mad?
I don't think they are.
Shit.
You're a fucking child. I can't believe our conversation sometimes. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to talk about before I end this episode?
Sex and food.
You like genuinely get horny when it comes to food. Like, you're sexually attracted to food.
Bro, alright. Sending a picture of food is sexting. My nigga. That's a sext.
So, if you catch your girl sending pictures of food to another nigga,
she obviously is betraying our trust and our sacred bond in terms of stepping outside of our relationship and sharing food. Like,
you
I get
stepping outside,
if she needs, like, upload her plate on IG, she is definitely getting a stern talking to.
Oh wow, because she didn't consult with you first.
What? Like, alright, you know how like when soldiers used would be like you would send a picture to a motherfucker and be like, the motherfucker would think, alright, this picture's for me. Like, damn, she sent me a picture of herself, a nice little selfie. And then you hop on the motherfucking timeline and you scroll down and now it's out. She put it out there.
I think I've done that too before.
I thought this one was for me.
I'm pretty sure I've done that to you before.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture and then I ended up posting it. You was mad?
Nah. But you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't think you sent that picture for me. Like, at this time, you know what I'm saying? At this time, in my experience and knowledge of women and how everything operates at this point in time, I can understand that, you know, unless she is butt ass naked, ass cheeks clapping in the mirror, or like got some. It's you know what pictures is going out. to the world when
pictures. Oh, so you know that shit was about to be posted anyways.
Yeah, I could tell that picture could, you know, make it to the timeline. So that's not that.
I look cute as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? But the other pictures is like, damn, what's the time date on this? Because I don't remember your hair looking like this.
Oh, this is something you pulled out the vault that you sent to your old nigga. I've done that before.
I'm pretty sure. It's like, if you have a fire new, why not recycle it? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, damn. We're new pig bros now. We're Eskimo bros.
What's Eskimo?
We're related.
What's, oh, because you guys both got the same nudes.
No. we both had the same pussy.
So that makes you guys bros?
Eskimo bros.
Y'all bonding over bots.
It's Eskimo bros. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never bonded with another woman over fucking
Bang bros.
Oh, I like that. You wanna meet the president, you gotta meet the bang bros. Hella bang bros.
Hella self-love pics in here.
Yeah, but there's a picture of my titties that I really want you to see. That's why I'm looking for this. I don't know.
I'm looking at your titties like right now.
Yeah, but there's like a good picture. Okay, wait. Don't look yet. I have to find the right picture.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that, like, my titties just look awesome.
Like, if a nigga was in jail and shit like that, and you needed to envision something, you know, get that one off, that's a very, very great picture to look at. It's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm burning this in my memory. Yeah. Just in case, you know, there's situations where I don't have access to any porn. And you know what I'm saying? I need to just remember.
That's the kind of
reaction. Have you ever done that before? Like, you had, like, no phone or no nothing? That
spank
was,
bank?
You didn't have anything to look at, but so you had to like close your eyes and really remember some times.
I've tried, but honestly, I'm such an overthinker. I have anxiety and type shit like that. There's too many thoughts going in my mind for me to focus on what I saw on Pornhub last week.
Right.
Like, spank bank just never worked for me. And honestly, the word spank bank just kind of turns me off. To
not play. Even what you remember on Pornhub, more so like an experience that you had. Like, damn.
I have a lot of flashbacks of our sex. Like, more flashbacks than I've had of, like, any sexual experience I've ever had before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a compliment?
I think it's a compliment. Like, I really do be having, like, flashbacks and I'll instantly get wet. Like, that shit is crazy.
That's kind of fire.
That shit is crazy. I'm like, yo, Gab, we can't do this right here, right now. Like, this is not the environment for you to be thinking about that one time that he did that thing that had your pussy, like, no, like, this is not the place.
Hashtag ad.
Goodbye. I want to get fucked. Oh my god, just say goodbye, please.
Alright, peace out.
So, thank you guys for tuning in once again. I'm so happy that you guys are tuning in because, like I always say, if you guys don't tune in, I'm literally just here talking to myself. So, thank you. Stop. He's literally sucking my titty. That's a beautiful outro. On that note, peace and love, and let's grow together.